What's up, guys? Welcome to the first ever episode 158 of the Kind of Funny Games cast. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by the master of hype himself, Michael Huber.
So happy to be here, man.
This is it, man.
Pumped.
Probably the most requested collaboration ever.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we had to make this happen, and we're doing something special for this episode of the Kind of Funny Games cast. It's just all about hype. We're talking about hype from the past. We're talking about hype for the future. We're talking about what's making us hype right now. You're gonna get hype, sponsored by Gatorade. Get hyped moments. We're about to go crazy with this. Let's just kick it off right. This is the Kind of Funny Games cast each and every week right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We get together to talk about video games, all the things that we love about them, because video games are cool. This shirt will be available in a couple of weeks. You can get the show early by going to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. For just $1, you can watch live with us. Or for a couple more dollars, you can get the show early on Friday at 9 a.m. Or else you can wait till Monday at 9 a.m. and get it for free. Either way, we love you. We support you. You can get it on podcast services around the globe, no matter what you're doing. A lot of love and respect. You know what
love
I'm talking
respect.
About? Love and respect.
Yes.
Huber.
Yo.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
What games right now are keeping you hyped?
Monster Hunter World.
Oh, yeah. You, like many other people in the world, are addicted to this thing.
The zeitgeist is strong for this game. It is, and it's what I love, man. It is everything I live for with video games are these special moments. And Monster Hunter right now is a special moment. Mm-hmm. People are coming together to hunt. People are coming together to celebrate this game, and that doesn't happen very often.
Were you a Monster Hunter guy before World, or was this your first foray?
This is my, like, I played it on 3DS for like an hour. That was my history. So this is for real. Like, this is my first time.
So, kind of going on a tangent here.
Yeah,
Monster Hunter World, major success story for Capcom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they've been having a kind of iffy last couple years.
Yeah. Resident Evil 7.
But then they did have Resident Evil 7, which was great. But looking over that, so they got Monster Hunter, and they knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Going over to Resident Evil. Let's start with the remake. Remake 2. What's going on with it? Where's it at? When are we going to see it again? And is that your most hyped?
So Resident Evil 2 is my favorite game of all time. Like, undoubtedly. Number one. I need to know if it's fixed cameras. Mm-hmm. I need to know what it is. Like, are they going Revelations 4, 5, 6 style over the shoulder? Are they going first person? Are they doing a mix, kind of a like multiple angles? Who knows? I think going back to Resident Evil 7 and the way they announced that with the demo and the, you know, announcing it for January, I think it's going to be a similar situation.
Really?
Yeah. I think we're going to see it at E3, and we might
Where do we see it at E3?
Sony's conference demo that night, because Resident Evil 2 recently 7, known for their demos.
Yeah,
you know, when Resident Evil Director's Cut came out, it had that Resident Evil 2 demo that I played 100 times. So it's like, how cool would that be to recreate that demo too, going through Summer Raccoon City, ending at the police station?
That would be awesome.
It's the dream right there.
Do you think that it will be tied to Sony at all? Like, do you think Sony will try to jump on exclusivity for it, or will it be multi-plat like 7?
Yeah. You know, 7 had the PSVR, so there was that whole, you
other
know,
element
that
to
whole
it.
Those shady dealings going on. But if 2 doesn't have any VR mode, I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, I imagine it'll be everywhere. But so yeah, it's, when was the last time we heard about this game? Because I feel like it was announced with that image, right? And of him with the shirt.
Yep.
What does the shirt say?
We do it.
We do it.
We do it.
There's nothing more hype than that.
We do it.
And him next to an image that says Resident Evil 2 Remake with a shirt that just says we do it.
So then when the newest anime movie came out, I forget the subtitle of it. Degeneration, Damnation, and the newest one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the producers got interviewed about the movie, and then Resident Evil 2 got brought up, and he was like, "Yeah,
it's happening."
Yeah, he's like, "We're very close. Like, it's almost finished."
And that's nuts to me, because it feels like it's just been happening over there. And like, when it was first announced, even though he was saying he was doing it, I didn't believe it.
Yeah,
like, it felt like a weird way to announce such a big project.
Yeah.
Like, when Remake, the original, came out was talked about, that was such a game changer. Yeah. The GameCube exclusivity for the while, for at least a long time.
Those visuals.
My God, that game was beautiful. And what's crazy is that game still holds up visually.
Yeah.
You look at it and it's like, because of the isometric camera, the pre-rendered backgrounds, like the game is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And like playing on HD consoles is like unreal. So imagining what they're going to do with 2 is very exciting.
Thinking of pre-rendered backgrounds with 2 and technology now just destroys my brain.
But like the thing is, there's a big chance that they might go the more action route with it, right? Because I can see them maybe Resident Evil 8 being the more scary survival horror, following the footsteps of 7.
Yeah.
But then Resident Evil 2 remake, I can see them maybe being like, well, because sales wise, the action games sell way more than the survival horror sided ones.
Totally. And I feel like Revelations could scratch that itch of being the action part. So they're in a position to be like, we have Resident Evil 7 and 8 potentially, you know, the first person VR. We have Revelations that's kind of like the action 4, 5, 6 style. And then now with the 2 remake, we can go back and fix cameras. So they're in a position to
they could do a little
cater
bit of everything.
To every person.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I'm on pins and needles waiting for.
So staying on the Capcom train then, Mega Man, are you a big Mega Man guy?
I am, but not as big as others.
Yeah.
I love Mega Man, but it's like one of those franchises, like you have bands like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's my favorite band that I don't listen to.
Yeah.
Like kind of similar situation with Mega Man, where it's like, I love Mega Man, I just don't play it all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never beat a core Mega Man game. I've beaten the X games and stuff. Yeah. But Mega Man coming back, like they're finally doing him some form of justice with the collections coming everywhere, the X collection and the Legacy collection coming to Switch. And with the announcement of Mega Man 11, which I'm concerned about, it's not looking too hot. I just don't like 2.5D graphic styles.
Yeah. For do you remember when they first announced
9?
No, oh my gosh. Mighty Number 9. Number 9.
Yeah.
And they showed the art like for the Kickstarter, and it was just this really cool concept art, this slick looking visuals. And then they showed the game and it was like that 2.5D. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when even Yoshi's Story on N64, like I was telling you in the pre-show, Yoshi's Island, one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
And when we went to Yoshi's Story, I was like, I don't like this. Like visually something that was just so off. But so Capcom, what would be your most hype announcement to possibly come from Capcom? Because you already got Remake 2. Which, like, can you believe that's real?
I know. And Shenmue, obviously, which we'll talk about. And it's like, I feel bad even asking or wishing for anything anymore, because all the dreams have come true.
Dude, the Year of Dreams, when we thought it was over, right? Year of Dreams, like, for anybody that's not familiar, because we're just two crazy people ranting about stuff. If you've ever seen the video back from game trailers at E3 2015,
maybe?
I want to say, where Sony had the most mind-blowing press conference of all freaking time, where they not only rebrought back and reintroduced Last Guardian, they also announced Shenmue 3, and they also announced Final Fantasy 7 Remake.
Yeah.
And there was the video of the game trailer, former game trailers guys, now Easy Allies guys, freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys. So
I was weeping, man.
That's insane.
Like tears.
Man. That was the only year that we didn't do live watch along stuff, and I wish we did.
Yeah.
Like that. Like
that was the one.
When Final Fantasy 7 Remake trailer started, it was like, no, like they're not.
No,
doing,
yeah, we didn't
not really
believe
doing
it.
This. Like, I didn't believe it until the logo came up and said what it was, because it was like, there's just no way they're giving us this.
Yeah,
and you know, we're probably not going to get it for years at this point. Yeah. But just the fact that it is a real thing that is happening, blew my mind.
I'm cool waiting for as long as it takes.
Just do it right.
Same.
And we'll see.
Same with Shenmue. It's like, if you come out in 2020, so be it. It's coming.
Capcom.
Yes.
What would be your get hyped moment?
Oni Musha.
Motherfucking Oni Musha.
Where are you?
Dude, it's weird.
Where are you?
Sold so well on PS2. It was one of their key franchises.
Yeah.
And then just gone. Now, I feel like it must have something to do with licensing of the characters.
Yeah. Because
like how Capcom has been great about getting like at least HD remasters out of their of the games. Like you look at Devil May Cry and all that stuff. Which by the way, Devil May Cry 5, it has to be real. It has to be happening.
It's coming. It's
and
coming.
I cannot wait. It's coming. That is going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really actually hoping that Devil May Cry 5, when it does inevitably come out, is kind of more in the style of the new God of War, where I want to keep it the action and like the stylish combos and all that stuff, but I kind of want to see a more grown up approach to how the game is shown, because it's like we've gotten so much different things with DMC, especially with DMC.
Yeah.
So I'd be really interested to see that, but yeah, man, Onimusha, like what do you want from it?
Honestly, at this point, a simple remaster collection would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Like that would be enough for me.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to do a sequel or a reboot or anything, of course I would freak out.
Yeah. My dream would be an Onimusha sequel with Samunosuke.
Yeah.
My favorite of those games are the ones involving him. I know a lot of people love two. My fucking Jubei.
Yeah.
My favorite's three.
Yeah,
it's because of the controls. I love that that was the one that added the analog control, so it wasn't the Resident Evil style tank stuff.
Yeah.
And God, I love that game so much, and it was weird with John Reno's
whip and stuff.
And it's just like, what is even happening? And then Paris and like there was like weird time stuff going on. It was wacky and fucking anime as fuck.
Yeah.
And I was so in. And so for this, I made a list of a bunch of like the hypest moments in video games and hypest things that I just couldn't handle. The Onimusha 3 intro cinematic. I will never forget seeing this thing. I downloaded it on Kazaa eventually, and I watched this shit like every night. When it starts off and they're in that giant airship, do yourself a favor. Go YouTube.
Please watch this video.
Onimusha 3
right
intro
now.
Cinematic. It is utterly insane. It's this giant living airship, like a whale thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of fight scenes going on. Samunosuke is in there, and he's in this cool ninja cloak, and then it gets ripped off. Yeah. But what I love so much about it is it got a lot of the exposition out in a fun, action-oriented way.
Yep.
But what it did in a way that I've never seen anything else do was they took the gameplay elements of it and added it into the cinematic in a way that was so fucking cool. Every time he would switch his weapon and it would change the element style, and like different elemental effects were going on everywhere, and he would kill a bunch of people and then suck in all the orbs and the souls. At the end, when he takes down the ship and it kills like 1,000 people and there's just 1,000 fucking orbs and he sucks it all in. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Oh man, I love that so much.
Dude, I can't believe you brought that up. I'm freaking out.
That's
so good.
That moment, it was like, that was when I was like, oh, this is one of the coolest games of all time.
Yeah, this is it.
This is just pure cool.
Yeah.
And then the game was great.
Yeah.
So great. So weird.
Even
so
4. Great. 4 is that weird, like, stepchild.
I never played 4 because it felt weird to me. And I was like,
super weird game.
I should, though. And if they did an HD release of it, I would. I'd go back and play it. Like, it deserves my time. But now it's so hard to get your hands on it.
Yeah.
Dino Crisis. What if I threw that one at you?
Dino Crisis? Shinji Mikami Returns. That would get me hyped.
Oh my god.
That is like anything with Dino Crisis, if getting Mikami involved is
What you're looking for?
Yeah.
I feel like Dino Crisis could be such a runaway hit.
Yeah.
If
dinos are hot right
dinos
now.
Dinos are hot. Dinos are always hot. Like, is there anything cooler than dinosaurs? I don't think so. Everybody had that bed cover of the multicolored dinosaurs. You know what I'm talking about. And I feel like Dino Crisis, there's room for it in the gaming landscape right now.
Yes.
I feel like it would have to be a very different type of game. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's just something fucking cool about and scary about dinosaurs hunting you.
Yeah.
You know? And look at Monster Hunter World. It's working. People like this.
Would they go classic Resident Evil style? Or would you do more of like a open? Would you do Dino Crisis open world?
See, what I'm thinking is what we were talking about earlier with Resident Evil and the different styles.
Yeah.
Dino Crisis could be the action.
Yeah.
You know? I want some hot dino action.
So like Resident Evil 4.
Yes.
Cross.
Yeah.
Dino Crisis.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Oh man,
yes.
I'm in. I am so, so in.
It's like, where are some of these franchises, man?
I don't know. And it's there must be real reasons why they aren't doing it. But yeah, like I was saying, is I do feel like we haven't seen Onimusha HD Collection because of the likenesses, and like the Jean Reno must have cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the guy's name, but Sam Inosuke was a super popular in Japan. So
how often do you think these conversations go down at studios? You know, how often does Capcom, you think, have a conversation where they're like, all right, what are we working on next? Like, hey, here's some franchises we haven't done.
Recently, in the last couple of years, I have to imagine they're very, very common occurrences, especially when you look at like Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, which was... That is a hype moment that will never be let down for me. Because like that was my Shenmue. That was my thing of just like every single conference when we did predictions or bets, I was like,
Crash
is going to be here. Crash is going to be. And when that music played, I lost it. I lost it and nothing else mattered anymore. I was just like, this is freaking real. And it was exactly what I wanted, which was remakes of the original three. Yeah. I didn't want a new one.
Yeah.
Now they can get crazy. Now they can do whatever they want. I just wanted the original three remade and they freaking gave it to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, with how well that game sold, so many people are trying to jump on it. You see it now at PSX, they just announced Medieval remaster.
And then Spyro just got
announced. And now Spyro's looking like it's going to happen, which is like, earlier we were talking about how it's like, we're so spoiled. Like
We
can't ask for these new things because it's just like, everyone's being too good to us.
Yeah.
I was like, I asked for Crash for years. It'd be crazy for me to ask for Spyro. I still did. Hashtag Unleash the Dragon. But it's like, it's nuts that it's happening, you know? Well, at least rumored to be happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, so your moment was Shenmue.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Shenmue.
That's once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's once in a lifetime moment when you love something so much. It's this perfect storm. You know, I'm so attached to the story. And for so long, it feels hopeless. Like, this is a story I'm just going to have to accept will never be finished. But in the bottom of my heart, you know, I'm still holding out that hope. I'm like, maybe one day. Because Yu Suzuki championed it so hard. He always talked about it. He was always on board of like, yeah, you know, if there's a market for it, if people fund me, like, you know, I want to continue the story. So I was like, as long as he's talking like that, there's always going to be hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then to add to the perfect storm, like we did the betting specials, and then it became a part of the betting specials for Easy Allies. We do betting specials every time a big event comes, like E3 or PSX. Really fun videos. And we always have a final bet, which is like something crazy outlandish that is not supposed to happen.
Yeah, for us, it'd be the Gatorade get hype moments. Like, we do our predictions, and I have modifiers for each thing. I'll be like, so for example, it'd be like, you know, the prediction is Dino Crisis is going to be there.
Yeah.
The get hype moment would be Shinji Mikami is involved.
Yeah, comes out. Yeah. And out. Yeah, perfect. So just to add to it, like that would be my final bet. And then like after 1 year, you know, it didn't come, but then at Game Trailers, we streamed them because everyone like saw how much I love Shenmue. So like, oh, stream them. So we were doing full playthroughs of Shenmue 1 and 2. We finished one. We were like partway through Shenmue 2. And these streams were super fun before 3 got announced because like, It was like a support group.
Yeah.
Like we would just every stream we would be talking about, you know, what if. So E3 comes and it's like, oh man, you know, it's Shenmue, like what if, like maybe. And it freaking happened. Like when that little pedal came down, I immediately knew. And I was overcome with emotion. I've never felt anything like that.
Yeah.
Like so intense.
God.
Like, I'm always bummed because the video always cuts out the YouTube videos of, like, yo, the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes past that, like, I'm in tears.
Yeah.
I couldn't collect myself.
That's so funny,
like, the
man.
Conference was still going, and I'm just...
You're just like, hey, what?
And like, in tears.
And then there was Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Was Final Fantasy before? I think Final Fantasy led into Shenmue.
Oh, oh
yeah.
God, man. What a world. But I know what you're feeling, because, like, when the Crash thing happened... I was shaking
yeah.
for the rest of the conference. I was, yeah. I can't believe that really just happened.
Yeah.
And then the next year at E3, Metroid Prime 4. yeah. Oh my God. It's like, it's so funny because I get so much shit from people where they're just like, you're that hyped for a logo?
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys don't understand.
Yeah. What is that? What is that, Tim? Where it's like video game hype is unlike anything else. Like, can we even get that excited for a movie? Like, Avengers 3, like, critical mass hype, yeah, obviously. Yeah, for sure. But, like, when a game gets announced...
Games are unique because no other industry has something like E3.
Yeah.
What is E3?
Like, hype fest.
Oh, that's all that it is. It's yeah. just, hey, we're going to have these conferences where we go on stage and make a bunch of announcements and we're trying to outdo everyone else yeah. and have you more hype for us than anything else.
Yeah.
Movies don't do that. Like, when you watch the Oscars, it's not a bunch of, like, the closest thing they have, I guess, would be Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a lot of hype there, but then there's also a lot of other bullshit. Yeah. I guess E3 has a lot of bullshit, too.
It's like, I'm not buying a car, but that was a cool commercial.
exactly. But so that, I do feel like video games have a unique thing, but with Metroid Prime, it, like, that, seeing that logo was so important because it meant, no, Metroid, there is going to be a Metroid Prime 4. Because for a long time, that was not a certain future.
Which is something we take for granted. You know, we expect, at least I do. It's almost like I expect these games to come out. So like Onimusha, mm-hmm. when it doesn't, I'm like, well, where is it?
Yeah.
But it's like, think about all the people's lives that it takes to make a game mm-hmm. and market, just so many people involved, you know, and it's like, I expect them to just kind of like make it,
yeah.
you know, but it's not that easy. So there's no guarantees.
Exactly.
You know?
So obviously everyone knows about Shenmue and Resident Evil with you. What are the other moments in video game history that you lost your mind over?
Can we spoil?
Yeah.
Spoilers on the table?
I mean, everything's on the table. Be respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't ruin people's shit.
Okay. At the end of Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns...
It's on the list. It's on the list.
...of the Patriot. There's like 10 hype moments, but during the credits... Something is revealed.
Yeah.
And then you get another cutscene. And I just, that's it. Explosion.
It
is. Explosion of hype.
Metal Gear Solid 4 gets a lot of flack for being super wacky and like retconning a lot of things.
Culmination.
I loved it. It's the culmination. It is just nostalgia fueled mm-hmm. ridiculousness. It's as Metal Gear as Metal Gear ever gets. All things that I love about it. And like it has some issues here and there. But when Chapter 4 starts, and you're on Shadow motherfucking Moses.
I know.
That whole chapter, I don't think there can be a video game mission that can be more hype than that. That played on, it pulled every heartstring.
Yeah.
It did everything right. And as you are going through and you hear all the audio cues from before, how beautiful this whole thing looks. But to have it end with that split screen where you're doing a boss fight and Raiden is fucking being a badass. And it's like, who the fuck would have thought he'd end up being a badass?
Yeah.
But then there's that moment where you're like, oh, man, there's Rex, there's Rey. It'd be cool if we could be. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I get to fucking control a Metal Gear and fight another Metal Gear.
So good. Even like coming in on the chopper when that mission starts.
Oh,
remember, he's like sleeping.
And then he wakes up and he has the
you have like the PS1.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man. It's too damn good. And then the microwave scene, obviously.
Oh,
and he's going
mashed.
Through.
I've never mashed a button so hard in my life.
The emotion, man. There was so much emotion. And then when you get through that and like but the final like fight when it's you versus Liquid.
Yep.
Or Ocelot or whatever, and you're on the top of the thing, and it's just going through Metal Gear Solid 1, Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, the different music playing, and the game turns into a fighting game.
Yeah. I just can't. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I can't handle how good it is. Like, it's kind of frustrating, though, because Metal Gear Solid 4, I treat with such respect that it's a game that I can only play once a decade, you know? I don't want to abuse it. I don't want to, like, sully it.
Yeah.
I just, it's like a, Like, I always joke around with, like, a Stanley Kubrick movies, you know? I don't want to, like, watch them too many times.
You don't want to overdo it,
because they're so special.
Yeah.
Like, Metal Gear Solid 4 is that game for me. Or just Metal Gear in general, you know?
No, for sure. Honestly, thinking about it, I think if I had to choose one game of what is the most hype game of all time, I think Metal Gear Solid 4 might be it.
Good. It's just, yeah.
It's just pure, it's pure fan service. Yep. Like, that's all that it is. Like, and that's what hype is, yep. Right? Hype is just the things that make the fans happy. And yeah. God, that game did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else?
Thinking Uncharted 2.
Okay.
Train.
You're going train. Going okay. Train. Okay, okay. Dude, that is the most iconic moment in the Uncharted franchise for sure. And it's just so special and it's so cool. And again, it made you feel cool playing it. That was one of those moments where you're like, video games can't let you do this.
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
What I love so much about it is that it's a set piece you're controlling rather than watching.
Yeah.
You know? So many.
And it's also not quick time events.
Exactly. Like when that chopper is coming and crashing down, like you're running, you know? And that's what I love is that you're a part of it rather than just an observer. So
I want to give a shout out because what I have on my list is as amazing as the train sequence is, the moment in Uncharted, the franchise, that made me go, oh shit.
Yeah.
Uncharted 2, when you're in the building. And it gets shot and then the building starts to fall and you're controlling it as you're just falling level to level to level.
Yeah. How?
Too freaking awesome.
How?
Too awesome, man. And Uncharted just keeps trying to outdo itself and it just keeps accomplishing these awesome set pieces and man, what a special franchise.
3-2. Shout out to 3, the cargo plane.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Bummed that they like showed that so much before
Why
the game came
do
out.
That?
Showed it so much. Mm. But like that moment, like riding the Jeep up to it too. Oh.
Yeah. Good Lord. I want to just give a huge shout out to Smash Brothers as a franchise.
Yes.
It is another game that I just be like, there's just so much hype about that because the hype of getting waiting for the game is just as good as the game itself. The dojo, when it was leading into Brawl, how every night they would make some announcement. Who knows? Is it going to be a new character? Oh, fucking Sonic the Hedgehog joins
showing
the
up.
And it's like, this is insane. Yeah. I love that so much. But really, like, one of the first moments I can remember watching a press conference and just having a Crash Bandicoot style moment was the Smash Bros. Brawl trailer, the first one. Introduce Pit, introduce Meta Knight and all that. The trailer ends and the codec comes up.
Yes.
And Snake joins the fucking brawl.
Unreal.
That is what hype is all about, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck? Who would have expected that?
Yeah.
And then Smash continues to be the gift that keeps on giving. Cloud. We get Cloud from Final Fantasy VII in Super Smash Brothers.
You know one of my favorite things, Tim? Collaborations. Collaborations.
There you go. There you go. The hype.
Party up.
Yes. Oh my God. So going from there, what announcements could happen now that you'd lose your mind for?
Like what's
dream? Just go crazy.
Potential announcements to get me hyped. I seriously feel like Onimusha is somewhere.
Yes.
Like something is going down.
You believe we're going to get
I
one.
Really believe that this franchise will return. I truly believe it in my bones.
I don't know. I don't know that I believe. I have hope.
Oh,
and I dream that it will.
We need your belief, dude.
Oh my God.
We need your belief, Tim. We need it.
Because it's like, I just don't know where, when, or how it could fit in. Because I believe the Devil May Cry 5 is
for
coming.
For sure. For sure.
And with them working on Resident Evil, I don't know. I just don't know, but I want it. I want it bad.
Yeah.
For me, sticking with Smash, if in the next Smash Brothers, you see a fucking Wampa fruit fall and Crash motherfucking Bandicoot comes in and he's like, and he's joining the brawl.
Yes.
I don't know that I can handle that.
Yeah.
I think my body is might perfect. Just give out on me.
So is that your favorite franchise?
Smash Brothers is my favorite franchise.
Crash is up there.
I love Crash so much. I love him so much. And it's like the games are so nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
But that's what Smash is about. It's this collaboration. It's like the insane crossover of everything. And I love that we're finally at a point where it's like, how nuts is it to look at Smash Wii U and be like, it has all the iconic Nintendo characters, all the way, even weird ones like Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
Right? But then it also has Pac-Man and Sonic and Ryu and Mega Man.
Cloud.
Bayonetta. Strife. Bayonetta.
Ridiculous.
Oh my, and we're getting Bayonetta 3.
I know.
Bayonetta 3. What?
It doesn't stop.
That's another one of those high moments where it's just like, I don't believe that's real.
Yeah.
Like, that Bayonetta 1 and 2 were so awesome. And I'm like, obviously in love with it. I'm replaying it now on Switch.
Nice.
Loving it again. Yeah. But Bayonetta 3, I'm like, no, they'll never do it.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. Those crazy motherfuckers are doing it.
Naruto inspired announcement where like like shadow shifting and like breaks in half or something. I'm like, what am I even watching right now?
Oh man, it's so
Tim, do you watch anime?
I watch selective anime. There's no, I stay away from any ongoing stuff.
Okay.
I like short, concise series that have an end.
Like a Cowboy Bebop or something.
Cowboy Bebop, love it.
Okay.
Code Geass, one of my favorite things of all time.
Okay.
Death Note, absolutely Death love Note. It. That Light. Those are the type of things that I'm into.
Ray Penbar, the detective in Death Note.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, my mind went there. Love it.
What anime do you watch?
I'm going through Dragon Ball Kai right now because the Dragon Ball FighterZ hype is real.
Yeah.
But it was like we were talking about earlier. It's one of those things where I grew up with Dragon Ball Z as a kid, but haven't watched it in like 15 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, no better time than now.
Going in.
Watching Kai, going through it all.
Dragon Ball
I'm on the Frieza fight.
Is hype.
Yes.
All it is hype and build. Yeah. Yeah. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go through my list of some of the moments I chose as the hypest of all time.
Okay.
For me personally, my first E3 that I went to, E3 2010, I got to be in the room for the PlayStation conference. And that was the conference that Gabe Newell came out, Portal 2, coming to PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and when you think back to that time, Gabe was talking so much shit about the PlayStation and consoles in general. Portal coming to, that didn't sound like a thing. And then it happened. And a get hype moment for me, if Portal 3 is ever announced, I'm going to lose my mind.
Don't do it to me. I don't want to go. I don't want to go down this Valve road.
Oh, that's of
the,
a whole...
the Team Fortress 3, the Left 4 Dead 3, the Portal 3, the Half-Life freaking 3.
Yeah.
But
do you think we'll ever get Half-Life 3?
Yeah, because they're in no rush, and no matter what, hear me out here. No matter what, okay. The video game landscape now totally different than it was when Half-Life 2 came out. There's so many things keeping me busy. I don't need Half-Life 3 right now. There's 1,000 games to play right now where I'm good. But no matter what, no matter how distant I get from Half-Life, they can announce that tomorrow, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You wake up one morning and you see Half-Life 3 announced. Internet breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like it will always be one of those moments.
The most golden goose hype things of all time.
Yeah. So they can do it anytime they want and still capitalize.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think they know that. So they're in no rush.
Yeah.
Counting their Dota money.
They got a lot of Dota money. So I was at that E3 when Gabe Newell came out and did that. And then Kevin Butler came out. Now, do you remember Kevin Butler?
Yes, briefly.
From the PlayStation commercials.
Yes.
And they were awesome commercials. In this press conference, Jack Tredden, the boy, Jackie T, he walks off stage. Kevin fucking Butler comes out, gives this impassioned speech about we're all gamers. We're all in this together. And behind him, like there's giant video walls and it's just the heavens opening up with a giant image of him with the PlayStation Move as a bow and arrow. And it was the most insane thing I've ever seen. That honestly inspired me. Like, if you've ever seen Kind of Funny Live, seeing Kevin Butler on stage at the PlayStation press conference, I'm like, this is one of the coolest things I've ever freaking seen.
Awesome.
That was awesome. The conference kept going. It was so great. And then it ended with one of PlayStation's first retro revivals, Twisted Metal. Now, the game ended up not being that great. But the trailer, it was live action. And I don't know if you remember this. Were you a big Twisted Metal guy?
I do. I like it.
Twisted Metal Black, fucking loved it.
The best.
And then there was such a long break. But then it was a live action trailer. There's these two guys next to taxis talking. It was like, man, back in my day, like there was strategy, there was car combat, there was this, whatever. And they keep talking about it. And I was like, are they really about to fucking debut Twisted Metal right now? And they were dropping all these hints, and they built it up perfect height for like 2 minutes. And then live on stage, Sweet Tooth's fucking ice cream truck comes out.
I don't remember this.
And I was just like looking at this, and I remember my friend Alfredo was with me, and we were both just like, this can't be real. This can't be real. And then, yeah, then the game came out, and it was whatever. But
it was all right.
Still.
Turning into the giant Sweet Tooth mech
yeah.
was really fun.
But it was weird. I feel like Twisted Metal made a horrible decision in not tying the characters to the cars and having it be gangs instead. And it was just Sweet Tooth, Dollface, and Preacher. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what made Twisted Metal so cool to me, like why I'm nostalgic about it, is playing through, getting the storylines, getting all those like fucked up cutscenes, and the characters being tied, their personalities tied to their vehicles was so interesting and so cool. And the different weapons that each one had in the specials. God, that was cool. And I feel like this one kind of fucked that all up.
Yeah. I remember the chopper.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So yeah, E3 2010 for Sony was crazy. I remember watching at home, and one of the first moments I was like, what the fuck, was when at Microsoft's conference during the 360 days, when a Square Enix logo came up, and the dude came out, and he was like, I want to show you a trailer for a new game coming to 360, and it was the Final Fantasy 13 trailer. And it was like, wait a minute.
Was it Versus 13 at that time?
No, this was Final Fantasy 13.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, we're going multi-platform. And it was like, oh my God, that felt like such a big deal. Because like that was the first time that I was watching E3 and stuff that the console wars felt like a real, like a shots
right
fired. Like we're going through with this. Because like Sega and Nintendo back in the day, obviously they had the rivalry. But this, it felt like the seat was kind of calm for a while.
Yeah.
And this just came in and was like, nah, man, Microsoft. Nothing is safe. Nothing is sacred. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of 13?
13, I think, gets an unfair amount of shit.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the battle system.
Yeah.
I feel like it never quite is used to its greatest potential.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too easy, I feel, where I wanted it to be more challenging. Yeah. I wanted the game to more quickly
like
get
more combo oriented. Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
cause it was so fun. It was such a cool idea. I liked the look of it. I liked some of the characters. Mm-hmm. I do feel that they dropped the ball very hard with the story. It was way too hard to follow the Lassie Falsy. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, the amount of times I wasn't clear on whose side people were on and all that, I didn't enjoy that as much.
Did you end up finishing, or do you know how it all ends with Lightning Returns?
No.
Okay.
So I did not play 2, did not play 3. I actually never even beat 13 because I was very far in it and my PlayStation 3 was having issues. Oh. So Greg sent it in to Sony, and when they sent it back, my save, like everything was gone.
Yeah.
And I didn't upload to the cloud. I didn't back it up at all. So I was like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
So I YouTubed stuff. Yeah. I'm like, that's how it ends. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you a big 13 guy?
No. It's kind of a meme at this point. Mm-hmm. Lightning is like our unofficial Easy Eyes mascot. It's kind of a joke. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy X-2. I absolutely love that guy.
Yeah. Dress spheres, dude.
It's fucking awesome.
Great battle system.
The battle system in that was so tight. I think it's the best implementation of active time battle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people love 6, people love 7, and I get that. 10-2's battle system. Fantastic.
Spot on.
And then continuing with the shit talking between the different guys, when Microsoft made all of its blunders with the Xbox One, and then at E3, when that video came out of Adam Boyes and Shuhei Yoshida, and it was just that simple, like, 15-second thing. Burn. Yep. They got so burned, and it was fantastic.
You want to talk about shots fired?
Yeah, that was
shotgun to the face.
Oh, my God. other amazing hype moments I have from games themselves.
Yeah.
In Smash Bros. Brawl, remember Subspace Emissary?
Yes.
The single-player mode.
Yeah.
That has its issues. the cutscenes are not one of those issues. There's so many hype moments in that that are just unnecessary collaborations and partnerings and just weird, crazy shit. There's one cutscene where Captain Falcon comes in and the blue Falcon jumps out and kills a bunch of Pikmin, and it's like, that's ridiculous. Then there's the scene where they all team up for the first time, and there's like a mountain, and they're like the Power Rangers one by one jumping on, and they all like pose. That's amazing. But to me, the most hype one is when they have the offensive assault with all of the ships, and Ganondorf and Bowser are teaming up, and they're on this giant bad guy ship, whatever, the like dreadnought looking thing. They're on that. And it looks like it's hopeless. They explode this like planet thing. And then all of a sudden you see the Great Fox flying in. You see Star Fox in one of his R-Wings flying out. Samus in her ship. Olimar in his little fucking his ship as well. And like anybody in Nintendo history that has the ability to fly on something, fucking flying through Kirby on his little star, and they just go in and they fuck him up.
It sounds like fan fiction.
And that's the moment in the game that the Brawl opera theme song kicks in. Yes. And I was like, this is insane. Oh, I loved it so much.
Yo, when's the new Smash coming?
Dude, that's a question I ask myself every day.
Who do we want? Who do we want?
Oh, Crash.
We want Crash.
I want Crash so bad.
We want Shovel Knight?
Yes. I can't believe Shovel Knight didn't make it in already.
Yeah.
Like, there was, with the once they announced the Amiibo, I'm like, oh, he's in Smash.
Pop
and then,
him in.
Nope, just more Fire Emblem characters.
Yeah.
Smash is interesting. As time goes on, I wonder if we're going to get a port Mario Kart 8 Deluxe style or if we're going to get the next Smash. The director, Sakurai, he always says, this is my last one. And it's like, is it really his last one this time? Is he coming back? Like, what's going on? But my biggest concern with Smash Brothers, the next one, is that I don't believe they'll keep this roster. Like, we lost Snake from Brawl to Wii U. We're not going to get Cloud back.
Yeah.
We're not going to get Ryu back.
Those licensing deals.
And it's just like, that bothers me. You know, I want them to just keep adding to this forever.
I agree. 100%. You
know? But I just don't see a future where that's the case. Unless it is an enhanced port and all of our dreams are given to us.
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing tying me to my Wii U right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the only reason my Wii U is still hooked up at my house is for Smash. My friends come over and we play all night. It's fantastic. But if we could just do that on the Switch, that'd be way nicer.
I think a Switch release at E3 to satiate our hunger for the new Smash. So they announce the new one for like, hey, whenever. 2019 or something, you know, and then like coming late next year. But for now, here's a little treat. If Smash Wii U on Switch.
If they did that, I don't think that they would make a Smash Wii U port. I can see them doing like a Melee HD.
Yeah.
I can see that.
That'd be crazy.
Or it could be tied into their virtual console situation, whatever it ends up being.
Yeah, whatever
And is. Having Melee be like a premier launch title for it or whatever, which would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to see Smash at some form at E3.
Okay.
I think so.
Lock it in.
Lock it in, man.
Lock that.
What other characters would you want in Smash? Because I got one for you.
I got a good one.
Go for it.
Relevant one. Sora. Let's go.
That would be awesome.
Sora or Riku.
Now it's possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Goofy? Mm. Throw Goofy in there?
Throw some Goofy in that motherfucker.
Like imagine the items. Mm-hmm. All the items you get. If you put anyone from Kingdom Hearts in there, the doors that opens up for the items and like the assist trophies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you're Sora busting out the Keyblade, you get an assist trophy, and here comes
the genie.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh my God.
Taking on
Dual
Mario,
Keyblade.
Dude.
Oh, Mushroom Kingdom Hearts. Sign me up. Let's go. Simon Belmont.
How has that not even happened yet?
I don't know. That seems like it should have been in this one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And
we
need that. It's funny because that's one of the big games I want at E3.
Castlevania.
It's time for Castlevania to come back.
Dude, but Konami, where Konami's at? I don't know. I just don't know that we're going to get it. Because one of my hype announcements that I'd lose my mind for is Metal Gear Solid 1 remade in Fox Engine.
Yeah.
Can you
even without Kojima, you'd be okay with it?
That's my problem. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on Gamescast. I think that is the one thing that I'm like, I gotta be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because it is still the same game. Yeah. Like, I'd want it to be like Crash Bandicoot remake style,
totally.
Where it's just, we're just making it
the
prettier.
Same
we're
script.
Making, same, but
every
prettier.
Word
yeah.
is the same.
Same VO, same all that, all of that. So, oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
That'd be freaking cool. But then I don't know. There's a possibility they'll do that, but I don't really see it. But Castlevania is that thing where I'm like, for so long with Capcom and Mega Man, it was like, where the fuck is this? What are you doing? Yeah. And Castlevania is like the same way for Konami. It's like,
they gave Mercury Steam, you know, their shot with
Lords of Shadows.
Yeah. So now the Lords of Shadows are done. How about a world you want to see in Kingdom Hearts?
I mean, the easy answer, Marvel. The easy answer, Star Wars. It's Kingdom Hearts, man. Is it happening in 2018?
Yeah.
You think?
Yes.
I think...
Christmas.
I think they're trying to get in 2018. I think that they'll put a date in 2018. Yeah. And then I think...
No, don't finish that sentence. We don't want it. Okay. We don't want
You're right.
We don't want
You're
that.
Right. You're right.
2018.
Yes. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Great Mouse Detective World.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
That would be good. I think we're going to get a Jungle Book World.
Okay.
In this one.
Yeah. Have they done Jungle Book? They did Tarzan.
They did Tarzan. Yeah, I don't think they've done Jungle Book.
Yeah.
We're going to get Frozen.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. I imagine my prediction, Frozen at E3 with a release date.
Yes.
What other Disney worlds? Like just pure Disney.
I'm like trying to catch up. I haven't seen Big Hero 6. I gotta like watch that.
I need to too. That's like I'm behind on that as well.
Gotta play The World Ends With You. That's one I missed. And you know, when that guy shows up in like Dream Drop Distance, I'm like, I don't know these people.
Who the fuck are you? We gotta figure out the history.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They do a pretty good job, like especially when you get into Dream Drop Distance and
a lot has been covered.
They've covered a lot of the Disney Disney worlds.
Yeah.
But I love that in Kingdom Hearts 3, it looks like a lot of the like special attacks and stuff are Disneyland rides.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Disneyland would be a cool world somehow. I don't know how they'd make that work, but that would be really dope.
If Walt Disney reveals himself in Kingdom Hearts 3, Tim, I will lose it.
See, what I want from Kingdom Hearts 3 is more wacky shit like Kingdom Hearts 2 had.
Yeah.
Where, remember when you played for the first time and you got to the pirates? And you're like, wait a
real
minute.
People.
Yeah. We're getting live action shit? I didn't even think that'd be possible.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. And then going through Steamboat Willie. I was like, this is so cool and creative. Mm-hmm. And so far with Kingdom Hearts 3, I mean, got it. I'm not trying to shit talk it. We're getting Toy Story. Like, I'm fucking sold. And it looks fantastic. But they're going with all the new modern stuff. Like, I would love to see some real wacky ass decisions made. And I don't know that we're going to get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely excited for it. Hyped moments. Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Okay.
The final confrontation.
I'm unfamiliar with Gold and Silver.
Oh my
God, I know.
How?
I missed it.
My heart.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
It slipped through.
The end of... Okay. So what's your history with Pokemon?
Red, blue, yellow kid, for sure. Ruby... Was Ruby with Diamond?
No. Diamond and Pearl.
Okay, Ruby, Diamond...
Wow, so you really did it, and you just skipped Gold and Silver. Yeah. Oh my God.
Just missed, like, in my opinion, gap there.
The best generation. I love it. I love it so much. Gold and Silver, direct sequel to Red and Blue.
I had no idea. I thought Black and White was the only one that had a direct sequel.
Well, Black and White, with Black and White 2.
Yeah.
No, Gold and Silver, direct sequel to Red and Blue. So much so that when you beat like the region Johto in Gold and Silver, you then go back to Kanto, and you replay through all of Red and Blue. It's cheap and it's like lessened. But the crazy thing is, when you beat the game, like the final like hidden boss, you climb Mount Silver. It's this giant mountain. You're going through. It's a crazy dungeon.
Yeah.
You get to the top. Who do you think's up there?
The dude from Red. You.
Yes. And you fucking face off
so good
against the character from Red and Blue.
That's fantastic.
And he has like level 80. It's like Charizard, Venusaur, Blastoise, Snorlax,
perfect
team. Lapras, and Pikachu. They fucking do it.
Yeah.
That honestly,
that's awesome.
It was insane. Me and my 8-year-old body couldn't handle that when that shit happened. I loved that. I loved that. That's the purest fan service.
Yeah, because like franchises back then like didn't have that level of fan service or continuity that they do now. So for that,
I loved, and so going off of that, announcements that I would just die, Pokemon Red and Blue 2. I want it.
Just straight up.
Straight up. Pokemon Red and Blue 2. What I'd want it to be is a sequel to Gold and Silver.
Mm-hmm.
With, and you'd have to call it Red and Blue 2 because the nostalgia factor and the mainstream fans, right? What I'd want is it to be Kanto. I want it to be on the Switch. And I want it to be like a console quality Pokemon game. But I want it to be, I don't know, it doesn't really matter how long after Gold and Silver. But I want to see the repercussions of those games. And I want to see the gym leaders and where they're at. Because one of the things I love so much about Silver is when you went back to replay through Kanto, some of the gym leaders were different. Or like one of the gym leaders became an Elite Four member. And like, just the lore that they built with all this stuff. It was anime. And yeah. I loved that. I loved that. And that would be one of the most exciting things that could possibly happen.
So cool.
Yeah. Throw another one out there.
Hype announcements. I got one that always comes up, but again, I'm not that attached to it, but I know it would destroy the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Man Legends.
Oh, yeah.
Mega Man Legends sequel.
The fact that Mega Man Legends 3 was happening and then taken from people is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I hope that doesn't happen with any of the games we're talking about. Because some of them, I'm like, like Remake 2, man. I still don't believe.
It's coming. It's coming. It is coming. Yeah. One day.
Yeah. No, yeah. Mega Man Legends, that would please a lot of people for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw something wacky out there.
Okay.
Overwatch single player campaign.
Yes.
Imagine if they did that. I love the world of Overwatch. Yep. I love the characters. Competitive multiplayer, not my thing.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'll dabble in it here and there.
Yeah.
Give me a story similar to all the story we see in the cutscene trailers that they come out that are beautiful and like have such a cool feel to them.
Mm-hmm.
I want a full story on that. I know that they would knock it out of the park.
Yep. That's such
very unlikely.
Such a low-hanging fruit, dude. Yeah, like,
give it to us.
BlizzCon open or close the show with that. Ah.
Get on it.
It's like, who needs Half-Life 3? We got Overwatch single player.
Another thing that would blow my mind. Kingdom Hearts reboot. Now, for us to
we're not even done.
For us to reboot. For us to get this, like we're not going to because it's like we still have three whenever it comes out 2018, and then seeing where things go. I think things have just gotten too crazy and convoluted. Where it's like let's scale it back. Yeah. Let's finish the story.
It's ridiculous.
Let's scale it back because Kingdom Hearts is such a cool idea, mm-hmm. and I think that they needed to go back to the roots a little bit.
It's one of those things where the more you know about Kingdom Hearts' story, the more confusing it is.
And I just want it to make sense. Like, it's such a great concept. And as much as I love it, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people out there that hate me because of that.
No,
and
dude,
you know what? I'm happy you I'm happy you love Kingdom Hearts as much as you do.
I haven't finished Dream Drop Distance yet, but going through all of them, I still don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
It reminds me of Final Fantasy 13 with the C Falsi. It's like, what is going on? There's Heartless, there's nobodies.
Heartless,
there's
nobody, somebody, everybody. It's Xehanort. Who knows?
There's 10 of him?
Yeah.
But anyway, I love it though.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I loved Kingdom Hearts 1 so much because there was multiple storylines going on, but at the end of the day, it all ended up just being about the Disney princesses and the idea of Kairi and all that stuff. I loved that. It was simple and, well, fairly simple.
Yeah.
And I liked that. Then it immediately got crazy.
Yeah.
Yo,
what about Monster Hunter, Tim? You playing?
I'm not.
Is that that multiplayer?
I just can't. Yeah. It's too, like, Monster Hunter, from everything I've seen of it, seems to be all the things that are my least favorite parts of games.
Okay, like what?
The grind.
Okay.
And just this whole, the crafting.
Crafting freaks me out too, and but it's okay. It's okay, Monster Hunter. It's not too bad.
Is it? It's that type of stuff where I'm just like, I don't know. I like linear narrative stories. That's why I don't have too much of a problem with Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, it's not open enough. I was like, give me those hallways.
Yeah.
I'll walk through those hallways all day long.
Sometimes you need that easy,
exactly.
easy coast through.
I like that. And with Metal Gear Solid 5, I was scared when they were like, it's going to be an open world game. And I was like, I don't want that. And I was wrong. It was fan freaking tastic. But because it was open world, the story was absolute garbage.
Totally.
And not garbage in the this doesn't make sense, Metal Gear's crazy way that we love.
Yeah.
In the all right, this is Metal Gear? Like, yeah. We deserve so much better. We deserve bosses. We deserve iconic moments.
That cut content. Yeah. Mission what? 13 or 23?
Yeah. What's going on? Like, the game felt so unfinished, and it sucked because gameplay-wise, it might be one of the best games of all time.
Yeah. Just the way you control.
Yeah. The way it feels, what you're doing. Sneaking into each of those, like, the bases is so much fun.
That mission where you have to extract the guy from the mansion.
Oh, yeah.
The, like, house in the jungle, and you go in and get him.
God.
Dude, that mission.
So good. So good. A huge get hype moment for me.
Get hype moment right here?
Definitely. right here. Definitely. I feel there's a 50% chance we'll actually get.
Okay.
A new 2D Mario. Okay. That's not in the new Super Mario Brothers style. We're definitely going to get more Mario. I want a 2D Mario game with the creativity that we saw from 1 to 3, from 3 to World.
Yeah.
Continue that.
Yes.
Give us a totally new art style.
Yeah.
Give us something that feels unique, that doesn't look like this watered down, lowest common denominator, everything's plasticky feel that Mario has had since Mario 64. Mm-hmm. And while it's a great art style and it works, pretty much ever since Mario got a voice, it's all been the same thing. And I want a drastically different looking Mario.
I love this.
Yeah.
Ambition right there.
And it wouldn't even be that hard. Maybe it would be really hard. Yeah.
What about...
I'm just asking for people to make a game on the level of some of the best games of all time. But
What about a Mario Maker sequel?
Oh, so that's the thing. It's happening. We're getting it. I just wonder when and what it is.
Yeah.
Are we getting another, like, a port, or is it going to be Super Mario Maker 2? And if so, what does that even include?
Like, what if you could just straight up make galaxy levels?
There's no way.
Is that even possible?
The tools to do 3D, I think it's too complicated. Like, the 2D stuff, it made sense, where making levels in Mario Maker was just as fun as playing them.
Yeah.
We've seen things like Spore, and with Dreams coming out, Media Molecule's Dreams on PS4, I think that's more of a niche thing, whereas Mario Maker is very mainstream. Adding more styles could be very interesting. Like, if we got Mario 2 USA style, that could be cool. Get hype moments here.
It's too much, dude. I'm so overwhelmed right now. I'm so overwhelmed.
But yeah, I think we'll see Mario Maker next year.
Nice. Okay.
Mario Maker, Mario Party will be 2019.
Nice. Yo, when she, like, takes your gun apart.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yo, Mario Party?
Yeah, Mario Party.
Yo, open challenge Mario Party anytime.
Okay.
Challenge, throwing down the gauntlet.
Oh, we gotta do it. Let's go.
Hot rope jump.
amazing high moment that was, like, so unfortunate. Mario Party Top 100, or whatever it was called, on 3DS.
Yeah, what?
It's like, this is the thing that I've always wanted.
Yeah.
But not on that platform.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Like, Mario Party, the game where you get to play with your friends, except there's no, like, you can't locally play it on the TV.
Yeah.
What the fuck were they thinking?
I don't know.
And I get it. Mario Party games sell. 3DS games sell. They're just trying to, like, get that.
It was like they needed to release a 3DS game or something.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, we haven't released many lately. Let's get a Mario game out there.
But it's so weird because that is one of those ideas that I'm like, that would never happen because it's too good to be true. They're going to take all the best mini games and put them together in one giant mega party.
So perfect.
My God. And that's what I'd want on Switch, is I'd want that, add some new ones, bring back the classic, like, boards, get rid of the car.
Get rid of the damn car.
And they're going to. Nintendo's been making really good decisions with the Switch so far, and I feel like getting rid of the car will be one of them. Because, God, that was a disaster.
Yep.
So bad.
Even the Bowser mode on the newest one was such a letdown, where you play as Bowser.
Because it could have been so cool. Mm-hmm. The asymmetric gameplay is awesome, and they just fucked it up, man.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is, like, Nintendo Land was such a, like, good idea. And even that, like, there were moments that were really fun, and there was a lot of other shit. It's like, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia. It's time, man. It gets complicated because of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, there's some overlap.
That very much takes that feel and that style.
Mm-hmm.
But Assassin's Creed has kind of, you know, seen a little fatigue over the years.
Origins,
and
though, really
they,
good.
They brought it back. People love Origins, and, you know, taking that break was good for it. Mm-hmm. But I can see them just franchise-wise adding Prince into the mix.
Yeah.
And going for that. However, Ubisoft's recent trend of doing the whole games as service, yep. Prince of Persia doesn't really fit into that. Because from what I want from Prince that's different than Assassin's Creed is the more linear-style game.
Yeah. What if... because I just heard comments too. You're talking about the games as a service. Mm-hmm. Eves came out and said, yo, we have the new Assassin's Creed DLC coming. Because they just had the hidden ones and then the touring one, which mm-hmm. is really cool. And then they're going to have one more. But he's like, yeah, we're going to have more after that. What if there was like a Prince of Persia
in Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, like...
that could be interesting.
Like, because it's all about the Animus, right? So if you go in the Animus and all of a sudden one of your ancestors or something, you know?
See, like, that's cool.
It, I can understand it would kind of be stepping on the franchise.
Yeah. But I want a Prince game.
Yeah.
Like, I want a proper Prince of Persia game. And the Sands of Time trilogy is one of my favorite gaming trilogies of all time. Nice. Even though 2 and 3 like weren't as good as 1, I still love them. Swimming in Sevens, you know what
swimming
I mean?
Swimming in Sevens.
And the Prince of Persia 2008, the cel-shaded one.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved how they switched things up and kept it fun. It was such a bad decision to have the ending tied to DLC.
Yep.
Where it's like, what are you guys doing?
Yep.
But I believe in them to make Prince relevant again. And I think that they can. I think that they will. I just don't know when.
Yeah.
Like, I think it won't be this year.
Yeah.
That we get an announcement, but maybe next year.
Let it cook.
Yeah, gotta let that thing cook. Although maybe it was good for a while.
Yeah.
They got a lot of teams over there, Ubisoft.
That reboot was 2008?
Yeah.
Wow. 10 years ago?
10 years ago.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
I like that game.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hype moments. Streets of Rage. Co-op. When you get to Mr. X.
Yeah.
And he's like, join me. And you can each, you get to choose
if you
yes
do,
or
you
know, no.
I've never done this.
And if one of you says yes, you have to fight each other to the death. And then you can, and then you fight the final boss.
What?
How awesome is that?
That is so cool.
I used to play with like my brother all the time, and we always used to battle it out at the end. It was just like.
That is amazing. Yeah. What a fun mechanic. That's a cool thing there.
Yeah.
Game that could be announced that would change everything for me.
I know. I've one after you, too. I got one.
Project Octopath. I've said this on the show before, but I'm going to keep saying it in case this happens.
Some Octopath?
Project Octopath Traveler.
The greatest name of all time. Please keep it.
Change the name. Not the greatest name of all time. Change it to Final Fantasy 16. Just fucking do it. Do you have the balls, Square Enix? Do you have the balls to be like, this game is worth that name?
Wow. What a call.
It would be insane, and it would help the sales of that game so much.
Bold move.
Mm-hmm. It would be so bold.
Does it have the scope and the budget, though, of Final Fantasy?
Why does it need to? What does that even mean? Final Fantasy's been online. Final Fantasy's made good decisions, bad decisions. It's done a whole bunch of stuff. Final Fantasy 15 took so long. It was such a big high-profile thing. Why can't Final Fantasy be a smaller title when the quality's there? Did you play the demo?
Yes.
It's so good.
I love it.
It's so good.
I love it.
I don't think that this is really going to happen, but I still want to put it out there.
Yeah.
But maybe it could happen if it was like Final Fantasy... Traveler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Final Fantasy colon something.
Octopath Traveler or something. I can see that happening.
That is awesome.
What do you got?
Yo, if that happens, you're a prophet.
I know. I know.
So Rocksteady.
Oh, God.
The hell is Rocksteady up to? A lot of people want Justice League.
A lot of people want Batman Beyond.
That is what I want. It's so, oh God, the playground, man. Like the continuation after Arkham Knight, Bruce Wayne is in it. A lot of those old school villains have survived. Seeing them play against and with the newer Batman Beyond villains, the way Terry McGinnis would interact with the old veteran villains and the new ones. Like there's so many.
Voiced by Will Friedle. Gotta do it right.
It'd be so awesome.
It would be awesome. And
it could be so similar. It would fit in the franchise. It'd be so similar to the Arkham games, but also it could be so different.
Like, yeah.
more fast paced. You know, you could fly around.
It would, God, that'd be insane if they did it. I think that there's a chance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is too crazy to be real. Yeah. There was rumors a long time ago about Rocksteady doing a Ninja Turtles game.
Yeah.
And God, that'd be awesome. But I think the time for that has passed. Yeah. Like, if that were to happen, it would have been.
Yeah. The Platinum Games one came out a little while ago.
Yep. And that was such a letdown, dude. Yeah. The Platinum Games one. Did you play it?
Yeah. That was like standing in a six.
Yeah, it really was. Now, did you play Transformers Devastation?
That's a swimming in seven.
That one is, I loved it. And that treated Transformers with the respect that it never gets.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that game.
I loved that game, and I love Transformers. So that, to me, I was like, this is freaking cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Ninja Turtles just really, really shit the bed.
They said, like, the creative director at Rockstar was like, what we're working on is going to blow your minds. And I know people...
Rocksteady?
What's up?
On Rocksteady or Rockstar?
Rocksteady.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you said
Rockstar. Oh, I said Rockstar. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Rocksteady said it's going to blow our minds. What could blow our minds? Like, what could that even be?
The thing is, Batman Beyond, it would blow people's minds.
Yeah.
Now, there was that rumor for a while that it was going to be based on Damian Wayne.
Yeah, I heard that. And then the Suicide Squad rumors. Oh, there's I hope it's not so many.
I think, and I'm pulling this out of my ass.
Okay.
But I think that Rocksteady was working on a Suicide Squad game. And I think that when Suicide Squad went the way that it did, they pulled it. And I think that's why we haven't heard from Rocksteady for so long, is that they had to kind of like rejigger their whole thing and pivot the project.
Yeah.
Hopefully to Batman Beyond. That would be so good.
I need it. I need that Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
Batman Beyond hype.
That's kind of the only thing that's on here that I want to give a shout out to. Hype moments. Daigo versus Justin Wong, moment 37. Street Fighter, with the moment.
Yep. The Daigo moment.
Ken versus Chun-Li.
Yep.
There's nothing more hype than that single thing. Yeah. That you can show anybody that video,
and
they'll lose their minds, even if they're not video game fans. It's just so special and so ridiculous. For me, the final boss in Yoshi's Island.
Yes.
That whole game has its whole look, and there's some very, very, very memorable boss fights in it.
Yeah.
But the final boss, when Baby Bowser turns into the giant thing, and that fucking music starts playing.
I don't remember the music.
And it sounds like heavy metal, but it's done using the SNES chipset. And it is just so freaking unlike the rest of the game, but it works. And when the camera shifts perspectives and you're shooting giant eggs towards this looming gigantic mountain-sized Bowser.
Yeah.
I can't get better than that, man.
You save Bowser, baby Luigi,
you're all good.
It's glory.
And the storks flying and stuff. God, I love that game so much.
What about when Mario cries? It's pretty ear-piercing.
Oh,
when he's like floating away.
Yeah, God. I thought you were talking about like a story element. I was like, huh? Yeah, no, that's... My mom always used to say, she'd come in and she'd think she was so funny. She'd be like, feed the baby. I'm just like... Stop.
That's excellent. That is so good.
And then I want to give a shout out to Agnes's Philosophy.
Do you remember what this is?
It was a Final Fantasy tech demo that they showed using PlayStation 4 hardware years ago at E3. And it looked really cool. It was a different look for Final Fantasy where they were in like these really sandy mountains and the magic seemed a lot darker than we've seen. And there was a lot of like demon looking things and it was cool. It was less techy and more rural.
Cool.
And I hope that it comes back as something, and I wouldn't be surprised if Final Fantasy 16 ends up being that. So
need to watch that.
It's really cool. So that definitely is something I'm looking forward to.
I got
to.
One for you.
What do you got?
Little game. You're in America. Then you go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back from Mexico on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And some music starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back. Insane moment.
Yeah.
Just like you're in Mexico doing that whole big thing. You come back and it's that like awesome guitar solo song. It's just, I've never felt so... Just like
badass,
just riding the horse to the song. I was like, this is,
and that's a problem.
It's like a cinematic moment, it's like
so,
a movie,
it's so cinematic.
Yeah.
And can Red Dead 2 deliver a sliver of that
easily?
You think
easily, without a doubt?
I just got chills.
Easiest 10 of all time, Red Dead 2.
You think?
I'm writing the review right now.
I love that. That's dedication. That is commitment.
Can't wait. Yo, so Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
It's got a single player.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for that.
It's going to have some online.
Yeah, it will.
You think you'll dip? You think you'll dabble?
I don't think I will.
Wait,
I
do you think
we'll
you
dabble.
Will?
I'll dabble. Okay. I'm not going to stay in there, though. Okay. I'm just going to see
but
what's
you
going
will,
on.
You will click go online.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Definitely. We had a lot of fun with GTA Online, so yeah. I imagine we'll have some fun with that okay. as well. I got some questions for you.
Okay.
W says, I don't know, we already actually went through that. Barry Bumfroid says, please ask Huber about the hypest economy in video games. The world needs this discussion. Love and respect.
I love economies in games.
You're a fucking nerd.
I know.
Love it.
I love when games respect the items and the money and things you find in the world. And my favorite economy is Dragon Quest VIII, because Dragon Quest VIII is a challenging game. There is a lot of grind to mm-hmm. it. You do have to grind. But money is so... It's so important because the armor and the weapons in the shops cost a ton of money. But then there's also this alchemy element. But you can't really cheese the alchemy because it just takes time. Like, you'll put things in the pot and it'll just take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So you can't just, like, avoid the economy altogether and just be like, oh, I'll just make everything. It's like, no, you have to, like, buy things in shops to kind of, like, survive the game. Of course, you can do alchemy and find things, but, like, Dragon Quest VIII is just so great at that, because every time you buy some awesome sword or some awesome armor, like, you feel it. Mm. And that's so good. And that's why I criticize, like, Skyrim sometimes, is because Skyrim, I can go off into some cave and fight some crazy monster and open a chest and find some amazing piece of armor, but I'm not going to feel that impact armor because
you feel like you
the difficulty kind of scales in Skyrim, and you can kind of just destroy everyone. You know, you're so powerful because
mm-hmm.
of the, like, the way it scales and everything. So I
hype economies, man.
Yeah. I love it.
And then Lyle Min just says, you guys should talk about his love for Swimming in Sevens. So for people that don't know, what is Swimming in Sevens?
Swimming in Sevens, it's basically like, not every game needs to be a 10 or a 9 or an 8. Like, you know, games offer so many things. Games can be really bad in some aspects, but also really good in some other ones. So Swimming in Sevens, I think of Enslaved Odyssey to the West. This is the one I always go back to with Swimming in Sevens, because this game has a lot of jank.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of jank. But the story and the acting and the care that goes into that is so strong that it's like, yeah, I'll put up with some technical difficulties because this game is so cool.
Yeah.
And games like Remember Me or Syndicate, like mm-hmm. Binary Domain, just all these, like, fringy games that aren't perfect, have some problems and some jank, but offer something so cool and meaningful in return.
I feel like the PS2 generation was king on the Swimming in Sevens. There's just so many special games there. There's just like downhill domination. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like my brother is also the king of Swimming in Sevens. He loves his Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yes! Like, Urban Rain is this, like, PS2
oh my God,
brawler
yeah.
game. It's yeah. awesome. It's
like, oh, I love that so much.
Yeah.
So that was all the questions we got. I am going to go to the Twitter
and
real
see
quick.
Black Panther.
Oh, and then we're not. Yeah, we are going to go see Black Panther later.
Look at this.
There you go, man. Zelda 2. All right. I asked you guys, what game announcements would make you lose your mind? What would be your get hype moment? Brought to you by Gatorade. We're going to go through some of these.
Okay.
Our boy Barrett Courtney, good friend of the show. Donkey Kong 64 2.
Yes. Donkey Kong 64 gets so much hate.
I can't deal with it.
Okay. I like it. But to be fair, I say I like it. I haven't played it in like 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
And I respect you. I respect the people that like it. I prefer my platformers to be less collect-a-thon-y. I prefer Mario 64 over Banjo-Kazooie. I feel like that's the best way I can say it. But yeah, Donkey Kong 64. Like, I'll defend Donkey Kong Country till the day I die.
Tropical Freeze.
Tropical Freeze coming out. Get hype, son.
Yes.
But I don't know about that. And then Blessing says a Lanky Kong standalone title. I don't know if we need that. Elise Willems says Captain Toad Treasure Tracker 2 for the Switch.
Oh.
Or a Waluigi game.
A Waluigi Sneak and Snore.
Yes, she talked to us about that. Yep. On the Gamescast.
Yep, it's her beautiful Waluigi game idea. Nintendo, please call Elise Willems. Make that happen.
Waluigi Sneak and Snore.
Or Sneak and Love? Sneak and Love or Sneak and Snore?
Brad Ellis says,
my man,
a new Tenchu developed by From Software.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shadows Die Twice, dude. What is it, Tim?
I don't know, man.
Is it?
I never played Tenchu. I'm not in the whole From Software ecosystem. I don't really know what's going on. I'm not up to date on all this stuff. Kay. Do you think it's Tenchu?
It could be.
It could be.
Could easily be.
Do you think it's Bloodborne 2?
I don't think it's Bloodborne 2. I think it's either...
If it was Bloodborne 2, do you think they would have said that?
Yeah. I think it's either Kingsfield...
What the fuck is Kingsfield?
Kingsfield was like before Demon's Souls. So it was like a first person.
Interesting.
Dungeon crawler.
Uh-huh.
With shades of souls, you know?
Shades of Souls.
Shades of Souls.
Love it.
Sounds like a metal band or something. Yeah. Anime. Do you watch Shades of Souls? So yeah, I think it's could be Tenchu, it could be Kingsfield, or it could be just brand new IP.
Yeah. Amarice says Kenden 3.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Q-U-E-N-D-A-N. I've never said it. It's Elite Beat Agents, but the Japanese version.
Okay.
Have you played Elite Beat Agents?
No. I've heard it. I'm going to say,
I want Elite Beat Agents too. I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
The charm in that game, I love rhythm games.
Yeah.
And that game just takes rhythm and comedy and fuses it together so well. And it's just a shit show of insanity. It is Nintendo at its weirdest, and that's when Nintendo succeeds.
Cool.
I'd love to see that.
How crazy does it get?
So crazy.
Yeah.
On the higher levels, like, but manageable though.
Yeah,
like it's like you never feel like it's unfair. Like, I feel like the learning curve in the game is really good.
I like rhythm games with a controller. Is that weird? Not like DDR with my feet.
Oh.
Like,
I love playing DDR with a controller. There's something fun about it. There's something that's like relaxing. It's like a nice, you get in the zone. Amplitude, one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah,
so need that controller. A Mario RPG featuring Geno.
Dude, Mario RPG 2. Can you imagine?
I can't.
Can
I
you
really can't.
Even, like,
They'll never do it.
Never say never. Never say
You're
never,
right,
Tim.
Man. I like you. I like your attitude.
Never. Anything can
Craig
happen.
Craig is always here. He's just like, Tim, say never. Say never always. You know what I mean? Craig's the freaking dream killer, the hype killer.
Thinking, because he's thinking realistically.
He's thinking all realistic.
Corporate creator,
man. Joshua Yale has a fantastic idea. And now, you're talking about swimming in sevens. This is like wading through threes, all right? Jedi Power Battles 2. Let's go.
Some good couch co-op Jedi Power Battles.
If you want to know what jank is, you want to know the definition of jank, yep. Jedi Power Battles is the game for you. Wow. Why does the jump button only work half the time?
I don't know.
Who the fuck knows? But the idea of that game, co-op.
It's
going through episode one.
Yeah.
You play through all the moments. You play through the good and the bad. It's all there. The RPG elements. Leveling up your character.
Yes.
Plue motherfucking Koon. My dude, Plue Koon.
Plue Koon. Yeah, he was the best.
He was the best. Orange lightsaber. Are you kidding me? Mace Windu was there.
Mace Windu.
Oh. Jedi Power Battles 2.
It is a Star Wars beat-em-up with lightsabers. Simpler times.
They were way simpler times. Blessing says, Jet Force Gemini 2, a new first-person Red Faction, or a new Burnout? I don't think you'll ever get any of those. Maybe Burnout. Maybe
Burnout Paradise Remaster, I heard, is leaked, and that is all I need.
Yeah?
Burnout Paradise.
Just give us the best one.
Yeah.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jet Force Gemini, I don't even think I ever actually played it.
Yeah,
I remember reading a lot of previews of it in Nintendo Power, but I don't think I ever actually played it. But I know you love it, Blessing. So I'm rooting for you. I'm hoping for you.
Yeah.
But
Red Faction, that Geomod technology. I still remember the name of it. Where it's like, you come up to a door and it's locked, just blow a hole around it.
Why not, dude? Let's fucking go. Speaking of get high moments for me, I can't believe I didn't say this earlier. Time Splitters. give me Time Splitters.
So what is the deal now? There's a fan remake or an official Kickstarter?
I want to say it's a fan remake that's officially sanctioned.
Yeah.
And it is the slowest going project of all time. Yeah. But I feel like every year they put out a new teaser trailer of it and we still haven't seen gameplay. It's still just a lot of logos and font flying around. So I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it. But supposedly it's coming on PlayStation.
Yeah, it seems like a Black Mesa situation where it's like, we will get that, but in 10 years
Exactly.
Like, it's going to take a while.
But man, Time Splitters. Love that game.
The
so ridiculous.
Yeah.
The multiplayer, so fun.
The unsung hero of that, like, you know, everyone, it's always GoldenEye and Halo.
Yep.
Time Splitters is right there.
It's literally the...
The transition between them.
It's the different. So we always talk about how platformers evolved, where we had the 2D platformers and, you know, there's Mario, there's Donkey Kong Country, there's all of that, Sonic. But when we went 3D, when we went to the N64, PlayStation 1, and Sega Saturn, you saw Crash Bandicoot, Sonic, and Mario have three totally different design choices on how they're going to take a 2D platformer and turn it into 3D. Mario made this giant open world to explore. Yeah. Sega with Knights did this kind of 2.5D situation, and then Crash Bandicoot literally just flipped it, and instead of going left to right, you're going up and down. And I feel like Time Splitters is that type of situation where you said there's GoldenEye, there's Perfect Dark. When we went to the PlayStation 2 generation, they were like, all right, we're going to make a game that is more similar to Perfect Dark and GoldenEye than Halo, where Halo was pushing things forward and more PC-like.
Yeah, vehicles.
But like the no jump button and the wacky-ass characters. Like, bringing back, it was like the Odd Job types, right? Yeah. Like Odd Job versus Jaws. Such a ridiculous thing. But like that game had the wacky characters, wacky storyline. I'd be so excited if, I was saying this, I don't even remember when, but a couple weeks ago, I'd love for Nintendo to make a new IP that is in the style of those local multiplayer shooting games like from the 90s, where keep it simple, dumb it down. It doesn't need to be a Call of Duty competitor.
Mm-hmm. More like along the lines of Red Steel 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But what I want is Time Splitters. Yeah. I want them to make a Time Splitters game.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be so
That cool. also would destroy me.
Yeah.
I can't. Jeez. It's too much, Tim.
Too much.
It's too much, man.
My boy Roger Picorni says, I dream weekly about watching a Ubisoft conference. The lights go dark. You hear the noise, and all you see on the screen is this. Splinter Cell.
Yes.
Let's fucking go.
I'm bummed. I'm behind on Splinter Cell. I haven't played like the last two or three.
Yeah? It's been like a lot of them.
Yeah. Like I played the original trilogy on PC, but like after that, Conviction maybe and Double Agent, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing is I always forget the order of when they all came out. Yeah, I
missed a couple.
Splinter Cell is one of those ones where, unlike Prince of Persia, where it's like, man, it's been 10 years since the last. Well, I guess not. The movie happened and there was the movie tie-in, Forgotten Sands. That was not that bad.
I missed that one too.
But it hasn't been that long since Splinter Cell, although I feel like it's starting to get to the point that it has. Like, I feel like the last one might have been like 2013.
Yeah.
Which, man, it's a while ago now.
Yeah.
So
I always like Dead to Rights, Swimming in Sevens.
Yeah.
Dead Got to your rights. Dog.
Hell yeah.
Sick dude. The dog on him.
Tom Bach says, I got to go Dead Space. Hopefully Dead Space 1 style, pseudo horror on a ship, etc. Another Bioshock or simply Bloodborne 2.
Dead Space, easily one of my favorite survival horror games of all time.
Yusuf, Summoner remake from THQ Nordic.
Never played Summoner.
Me neither. I'm liking how varied these are. Yeah. My boy Mike Aransky says Power Stone. Always Power Stone.
Oh, man. Yes.
And I feel like Power Stone is possible.
It's so possible.
I feel like it doesn't even need to be a crazy thing. Make it a downloadable title. Make it a smaller
$20
little
game.
Oh, I'm so
You have
in.
All these like gang beasts and
Power Stone fits in that so well.
Yes.
Even just an HD version. Just give me Power Stone on Switch.
Love Power Stone.
Power Stone themselves reply to Mike Radsky always.
No way.
I love that.
That's so cool. Power Stone.
Haley and Rob both asking for remastered Fallout 3s.
Okay. I love remasters.
B. Hamilton saying TMNT made by Rocksteady.
Nice.
Chad says Parasite Eve full HD remake, keeping the original combat exactly as it was.
Nice.
Interesting. I never played Parasite Eve.
The combat, it's like a turn-based where you can move around. Oh, so it's like you shoot them or whatever, but then you can like move and the kind of the timer's going down. So you'll like move over here and then the shot will go off.
Huh, cool. So it's kind of like where you are matters in the style of like Mario, the like Paper Mario games.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's similar.
Cool.
Kind of. Yeah.
Jamie says Luigi's Mansion 3 for sure. That HD rumble when a ghost is getting sucked into the Poltergeist 3000 would be lit. That is so true. Dude, Luigi's HD Mansion, rumble. Man. Shout out to Luigi's Mansion.
Yes.
It got shot on so hard when it first came out. I was heartbroken when I opened up that issue of Electronic Gaming Monthly. And I looked at the review for Luigi's Mansion.
It's like 5 out
and
of
Dan
10
Hsu gave it a 4 out of 10. And I trusted him. I trusted him with all my heart.
Because it wasn't Mario's Mansion.
Yep.
It was a vendetta against Luigi.
That game, the first one, was so good. I feel like the second one really took it to a next level. I just feel like not enough people played it. Not enough people gave it a chance.
E3.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi's Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween release date. Oh my God. Can you imagine booting
up? How you feel
up,
about that, Cool Greg?
Can you imagine booting up Luigi's Mansion 3 on Halloween night?
I think Halloween's a Tuesday this year.
Those Tuesday releases?
Oh, wait. Nintendo does Sunday releases, though.
Whatever.
Man. I'm in, and I like it. Although, I do think it's too early in the Switch's life cycle to get to Luigi's Mansion. Okay. Luigi's Mansion is another one I see. I think 2019.
Gotta get like 10 more Yoshi games.
Yeah, first. We need 10 more Yoshi games. Justin Sab, this is a good one. Elder Scrolls 6?
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I feel like it must be this E3.
I remember that one. I don't know, because I remember Todd Howard got asked about it maybe last year,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, this is so far away. Please.
Yeah.
Please understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think a little more time on it. Obviously, it's coming.
Yep.
So,
Mark Tilapia says, honestly, I think I'm the only one who wants a nightmare creatures.
Dude, yes.
Fucking night. I've seen this box art so many times. I have no idea what this game is.
It is. I hate. This is also a meme. We at Easy Allies bring up Dark Souls and Bloodborne way too much.
Yeah.
Shades of Souls for nightmare creatures, like precursor.
Uh-huh.
It's like not top down, but like camera's kind of like slightly behind and above you.
Uh-huh.
And you just go through and it's like hack and slash against like werewolves and beasts. And nightmare you're in Victorian London setting.
Oh, Order 1886.
Exactly. Okay. I would love an Order 1887 redemption. Give Ready at Dawn another shot. Give them another shot. Dude, nightmare creatures.
Holly says, a remaster of The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yep. She just tweeted me about that yesterday.
So funny.
Yes.
Emmett Watkins says, Burnout Paradise 2.
Even a remaster. I'm stoked.
Max Payne's successor with the gameplay of Max Payne 3.
Okay.
Rise to Honor remaster.
Dude, some Jet Li action. Put Jackie Chan in the sequel.
Oh, my God.
Combo. Yes.
Yeah.
Super Mario Land 2?
Super Mario Land 2 2. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. PlayStation All-Stars 2 with Crash and Spyro in the roster. Yes.
Yes.
Please. Oh, I would love that.
Tim, did you ever play Jackie Chan's... Shit, I just forgot the name. It was like Jackie Chan's... Not First Strike, because that's the movie. Stunt... Master.
No.
Jackie Chan Stunt Master, I think it's called. And it was this PS1 Jackie Chan like fighting adventure game. And
oh
it was
God.
So awesome. It's like kind of, it's not like chibi art style, but he's like a little smaller, kind of like a bigger head. And like,
yeah, PlayStation.
You do all these like kicks and you can use like weapons and stuff. And
I did not play that, but did you really watch fun. Jackie Chan Adventures? The cartoon.
Of course. Of course.
Such a classic.
I love Jackie
God,
Chan.
God, that was so good. A new Vita that's basically a better Switch. We'll see. PS3 backwards compatibility on PS4.
Imagine just Yo, our new Vita's out. Vita it's like more powerful than the Switch.
That's all they. That's all they would need to say.
Gosh,
Vita lives. Ooh, Shane Settlemyer says the complete Kingdom Hearts collection coming to Switch this fall.
Mm. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Because my first allegiance is to the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more people that can play the games, the better. So why not just spread the love around?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts on Switch.
I'm with you, man.
Let's go.
Johnny Hayes says new Sly game, a new Jet Set Radio, another Hotline Miami. Whatever the Undertale guy makes next, I would weep. All great answers.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Geek Chic, Geek on Twitch says Golden Sun remake.
Golden Sun, a franchise I always wanted to get into.
Did you ever give it a shot?
No, like the one on 3DS, I think, or DS.
Was there one? There's the GBA ones. Was there a DS one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
pretty sure.
I missed that one.
Unless I'm misremembering.
The first two on GBA.
Okay. I can remember just always looking at the box and like that art style is just so jolly. I'm just like, oh, this looks so cool.
Yes. AJ Janowski says, No More Heroes 3. I love the first two and not entirely sure what this new one is. I want a full-fledged sequel.
Yeah, it feels like the new one is a full-fledged sequel coming out, kind of.
No, it sounds like the new one's going to be like a weird minigame collection.
Really?
Yeah, that's... Okay. We'll have to see because they've said some things that sound contradicting, but I don't think it's going to be in the gameplay style of No More Heroes.
Okay.
Axiom says a remastered Final Fantasy Tactics War of the Lions.
Praise it.
That'd be good.
Praise
That'd be real
son.
Good. Trevor Stark, he's saying an ActRaiser reboot. We've never seen ActRaiser.
ActRaiser. I never gotten into that one.
It's done. Or Dark Cloud 3.
Dark Cloud 3, never say never.
Yeah, swimming to sevens.
Dude, because I'm a big conspiracy theorist when it comes to like re-releasing games on PSN.
Mm-hmm.
And like Dark Cloud 1 and 2 are on there.
Yeah.
It's like they're building. They're building something.
They're doing something.
Yeah.
People want an Onimusha HD remastered.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Please. Please. So many good games.
This is insane. Devil May Cry, who's this from? Real Elastic. Devil May Cry 5. Combat developed by Platinum. Story by Hideo Kojima.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Yep.
Fuck.
It's like it's pretty much just revengeance.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's so true. Fucking revengeance, man.
And I still want to see the Devil May Cry cross Bayonetta. I'm waiting for that mashup.
Oh, damn.
Like, yeah. Kamiya even has commented on it. Hideki Kamiya is just, like, so...
It needs to happen.
He's so into it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Them two, like, either against each other or on the same side.
Or the classic thing where they're against each other.
And then they team up. My favorite thing ever.
Let's go.
Uneasy alliance. Just like Vegeta.
Oh, my God. Curtis Fisher says, a new Super Mario Strikers. Yes.
Have you
played Super Mario Strikers?
We just... streamed this a month ago. We did the Wii one, Super Mario Strikers on Wii.
Yeah.
Insane.
It's
some of those
so
cutscenes.
Good.
Bowser, like with these like Vega claws, like coming down, crashing on the field.
Dude, if you haven't played Super Mario Strikers, if you don't know what it is, it's soccer. So it's like, you know, Mario Tennis, Mario Golf. But for some reason, they decided they're like, we're going to give this a different ass art style. They're going to be angry. Everyone's brows furrowed.
Everyone's
mad at each other. And it is awesome. Yes. It's so damn cool. They're all wearing skimpy outfits. It's
Donkey
great.
Kong is like scary in this game. It's like, whoa.
It's
unhinged.
Awesome, man. We need a new one. I don't know that we'll get it, but I want it real bad. Eternal Darkness 2, says Crab.
Yo, what's it going to take for you to play Monster Hunter?
Dude, there's no way. There's just no way.
There's a 0%?
0% chance of me playing Monster Hunter.
We stream Monster Hunter every Sunday, weekly hunts.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hop in and we'll just guide you?
I just don't know. I just don't know. It's scary, dude. I'm scared.
Yeah, I feel it.
I'm too scared.
Play what you want to play. I feel the intimidation, man. Yeah. It's like me with those laser puzzles. You know?
Really, though, it is. It's just there's something about it that I'm like, there's been genres that I just don't like.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I can't. And I've been sucked in little by little. open world games. I'm not a fan. It's intimidating to me. But Metal Gear Solid gave me a reason why I'm like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. Yeah. And I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah.
But
open world.
It's, yeah.
Like little, Witcher? Did you play Witcher? Or like
didn't, I didn't play Witcher.
GTA?
GTA is different.
Yeah. That Rockstar.
Because I say so.
That Rockstar
budget. Rockstar. It's Rockstar. Yeah. And of course, I with three in Vice City and San Andreas, I was like kind of hooked.
Is... Because I get...
Like, for example, Horizon, right?
Yeah.
Love Horizon.
Okay.
I blazed through the story.
Okay.
I didn't do the side stuff. Nice. I treated that game like it was an Uncharted game. Cool. And I had a great time.
Nice. Yeah, because I got OCD when it comes to open world, the side quests. I get sucked in.
Breath of the Wild is the other one for me where I was just like, oh, no. But like, oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. So I'm a hypocrite. I understand. Ooh. Oh, Cheeks Jr., Double D Doherty, Crash Team Racing Remaster.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Pour it all over my body. I need that.
Yeah.
I need that so bad.
I remember under Last of Us Left Behind, they have the Jack Combat racing game in the arcade. I always remember that.
Jack Combat Racing, man. Dennis Lofgren says an all-new F-Zero for Nintendo Switch. Hell yeah.
Yeah, where's that?
Where is it, man?
I mean, is it kind of in Mario Kart 8 with Big Blue or whatever?
And that's so awesome. I really hope the next Mario Kart is Nintendo Kart. And I don't think that they'll change the name. Keep it Mario Kart, but go deeper into that. Give us way more cameo characters. Make it Smash Brothers, essentially. Have different maps based on different games. Like, because the Hyrule level is so cool.
Yeah.
Having the rupees, having the different sound effects.
Yeah.
Love that.
The motorcycle.
Michael Ratliff says, Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning reboot. Greg Miller would love that.
Kingdoms of
Damien Soffer says Knights of the Old Republic remastered.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I played a little bit of the MMO, the Old Republic.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Have you ever played Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Not two though.
Yeah.
Which everyone
like
talks bad about.
Yeah, well, I think it's because one was so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two wasn't bad, but it wasn't one.
Never beat one, but played a ton out of it.
Andrew Parker says, after the success of Crash and Spyro, Xbox comes out at E3 and announces Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Yeah. Not nuts and bolts.
I think, proper Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Mm-hmm.
Banjo 3E.
Yeah.
Man, I can see it. Like, there's a chance. There's a chance.
I like this. There's always a chance, Tim.
There's always a chance. Let's see.
Has anyone said Half-Life 3?
One person did.
Okay.
You see?
Different different world now, Gabe Newell.
Yep.
The time is flying by. Do you think we will ever see a Half-Life 3?
Oh, man. No.
Just straight up no?
I don't think we will.
Do you think we'll ever see a Left 4 Dead 3?
I could be easily convinced that we'll never see
another game from Valve ever again. Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. Never say never. Ah! Never say never. Oh. Well, let us know in the comments if you think we'll see Half-Life 3 or not. Never say never, man. Never say never. Huber, thank you very much for joining me
for
the hypest of hypenings. You're welcome back anytime.
Okay,
anytime
good.
At all. This has been so much fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Until next week. I love you.
Love you too.